8 years. Oh man, just think about all the things that we've been through in the last 8 years. And we did it together. There are a lot of people to thank. And I apologize if I can't thank each and every one of you. First and foremost, my constituents from District 15. Thank you for your love and your support. I don't think you will ever know how much it means to have a note of thanks from you or to pass you in the grocery store and have you say thank you. It means so much, and it's a great reminder of why I ran in the first place. Thank you to the legislative staff who keep this place running, Brandon and the clerk's office. How you do your jobs so eloquently without making any faces is beyond me. Lord knows I cannot do that. We appreciate your patience, your knowledge, and your poker face. The sergeant of arms who constantly have to remind us to stay in our seats and punch in, especially that group over there. Our state patrol who keep us safe and always look so handsome dressed in uniform. Right, Anna Wishart? The bill drafters, transcribers, unicameral update staff, fiscal office, IT staff, pages, janitorial staff, and cafeteria staff, all who work in the Capitol. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everything you do each and every day is appreciated. Thank you to the media for continually telling our constituents the stories of the Nebraska legislature and for being the people's eyes and ears and keeping us honest. Thank you to the lobbyists, government agencies, and nonprofits for your work and your advocacy on behalf of Nebraskans and educating us on so many different issues and the historical perspective. Thank you, Walt Radcliffe. Legendary in my eyes. I will definitely miss that corner bench outside the doors. You scared the crap out of me during my campaign, but I have learned to love and respect you. Special thanks to the entire education community, K through 12 and post-secondary, for your dedication to our kiddos, families, our communities, and our state. Thank you to my office staff and interns, past and present. Woo! My campaign manager, Brandon, and my first legislative assistant. Thank you to Brandon and Zoe and Nicole. Thank you, Amanda and Noah. As you guys all know, there's a special relationship between you and your staff. They see things, they hear things, and feel things about you that no one else in this building or even at home will ever be able to understand. They laugh with us, strategize with us, protect us, keep us on schedule and on task. They lend a shoulder to cry on, and they celebrate with us. They are truly the most dedicated people I know, and I have the best in Amanda and Noah. I really, really don't know how I'm going to function in this big, wide world without you. To my colleagues, it's been an honor and a privilege to get to know you. My favorite thing about the unicameral is that I get to know 49 senators. I really get to know you. I get to know you and better understand the state of Nebraska through your eyes. Special thanks to sweet Anna for being my seatmate the last 8 years, for being a strong advocate and an independent thinker. Thank you to Speaker Arch for your leadership. Thank you to Luann Linehan, another legend. I don't know anybody who works harder or loves numbers more than she does. I also want to thank former Senator Patty Pansing Brooks for her friendship, the infamous slumber parties that we had, and her constant reminders to love. And former Senator Sarah Howard for teaching me the importance of actually talking with my colleagues and bringing people together. Thank you for your direction and ongoing support. I don't know where I would be without you, and I don't know where my keys would be, or my phone would be, or my billfold would be by now without you. I do want to thank the governor and his staff, Kenny, Grant, Lee, Maureen, and Dave, and the agency directors. Thank you for opening the lines of communication. It really is very important. It's important, it's effective, and I think it will produce better results for Nebraskans. I want to thank the staff at Billy's for always taking good care of us after a hard day in the ledge, and your ability to be very creative with your menu items. I can order the same item on the menu and it comes out different every single time. Lastly, I want to thank my husband who's here today. You guys know I am a hugger. And by the time I get home, I'm hugged out. So I really want to say thank you to my husband for just being patient with me and loving me. Thank you to my family who allowed me to have this opportunity, for making every family get together about family and not a political conversation. Keeping our family together was really important to my parents, and I'm grateful that we as a family continue to make that our priority. Thank you to my kids and my grandkids for always bringing the sunshine. I love you. After I was first elected, I was sincerely, honestly afraid that this experience would change me, that it would change who I was, my beliefs, what was important to me, and that it might even change my faith. I'll never forget driving to Lincoln on my very first day of work in the legislature. And I prayed almost all the way. I prayed that I was doing the right thing, and that this experience wouldn't change who I was. But it did. It made me a better person. I'm a better person because of everything I've learned from the people who live in Nebraska. Every conversation, every email, and every hearing I sat in, listening to people from all over the state speak about the issues that were important to them and how our decisions would affect them and the people they cared about. I'm also a better person because of what I've learned from all of you. Even though we're all different and we come from different backgrounds and live in very different areas of the state, we are all just humans. We all deserve a voice. We deserve opportunity, respect, and grace. Colleagues, we hold so much responsibility as legislators, but I believe our biggest responsibility is to educate ourselves and allow ourselves to change and grow. So here's my advice. Learn to embrace change. Learn to listen and empathize. Learn to humble yourselves and put others first, and you will be changed for the better. Thank you.